This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. India and Pakistan today announced ceasefire, agreeing to stop firing and military action with immediate effect. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri made this announcement in New Delhi. He said Pakistan's Director General of Military Operations initiated the call for ceasefire this afternoon, after which discussions took place and understanding was reached.
The Director General of Military Operations of Pakistan called the Director General of Military Operations of India at 15:35 hours earlier this afternoon. It was agreed between them that both sides would stop all firing and military action on land and in the air and sea with effect from 1700 hours Indian Standard Time today. Instructions have been given on both sides to give effect to this understanding. The Directors General of Military Operations will talk again on the 12th of May at 1200 hours.
Sources said the stoppage of firing and military action between India and Pakistan was worked out directly between the two countries. They stressed that there is no decision to hold talks on any other issue at any other place. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a high-level meeting at his residence in New Delhi soon after the announcement of ceasefire between India and Pakistan. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, NSA Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff and Chiefs of all three services attended the meeting. As per the initial reports, Pakistani army has violated ceasefire at Poonch of Jammu and Kashmir hours after agreeing to stop firing and military action by both countries. Sources said, however, now there is no report of shelling on LOC. Defence sources also confirmed that there were no blasts in Srinagar. Pakistan has suffered heavy losses after its provocative action against India as New Delhi dismantled Islamabad's offensive and defensive capabilities through its Operation Sindoor. Briefing media in New Delhi, Indian Army's Colonel Sufia Qureshi said India's operations have been aimed exclusively at terrorist camps and facilities being used for anti-India activities. She said that Pakistan made several attempts to propagate misinformation and Pakistan's claim of destroying India's S-400 and BrahMos missile base with its JF-17 was completely fabricated.
Pakistan ne ye claim kiya ki usne apne JF-17 se hamare S-400 va BrahMos missile base ko nuksan pahunchaya. जो कि बिल्कुल गलत है दूसरा उसका यह भी मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन कैंपेन था कि हमारी एयरफील्ड्स जो कि सिरसा जम्मू पठानकोट बठिंडा नलिया और भुज में है ये उसका मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन भी बहुत गलत है तीसरा पाकिस्तान के मिस इन्फॉर्मेशन कैंपेन के मुताबिक हमारे एम्युनिशन डंप्स जो चंडीगढ़ और ब्यास में है उसका डैमेज हुआ यह भी बिल्कुल गलत है पाकिस्तान की ओर से ये झूठा आरोप भी लगाया जा रहा है कि भारतीय सेना ने मस्जिदों को नुकसान पहुंचाया मैं इससे बिल्कुल स्पष्ट करना चाहती हूं कि इंडिया इज ए सेक्युलर नेशन और हमारी सेना भारत के कॉन्स्टिट्यूशनल वैल्यूज की एक बहुत प्यारी झलक है
During the briefing, Air Force Wing Commander Vyomika Singh dismissed disinformation spread by Pakistan that India's airfields in Sirsa, Jammu, Pathankot, Bathinda, Nalia and Bhuj were damaged.
Several attempts were made by Pakistan on spreading a misinformation campaign, as we have seen for the last few days. There were attempts made to say that the destruction of airfields at Srinagar, Jammu, Pathankot, Bhuj, Nalia, etc. was a false claim. The forward ammunition dump at Chandigarh and Bias are also fit and fine.
Meanwhile, Navy's Commodore Raghu Nair said that since the tragic events at Pahalgam, India's responses have been measured and responsible. He said there's significant amount of misinformation undertaken from the other side. Commodore Nair asserted that India will be adhering to the understanding that has been reached today, but any future escalation will invite decisive response.
There is a significant amount of misinformation that is being undertaken from the other side. And as a professional military organization, we thought it is also our duty to dispel those misinformation aspects as also state the facts of the case as they stand.
India has warned that any future act of terror will be considered as an act of war against it, and New Delhi will respond accordingly. Top government sources confirmed it. This came in the wake of recent escalation from the Pakistan side, which stopped after an understanding between both countries. Pakistan's army misfired a missile that missed its target and landed near a gurdwara in its own civilian populated area. The blast shattered windows, causing panic among the Sikh community. This failure could have resulted in mass casualties as it struck during prayer hours. This is not only a technical failure, but a diplomatic and social disaster, as it involved a religious minority that already faces systemic discrimination in Pakistan. Afghanistan has strongly rejected Pakistan's allegations of missile strikes by India on Afghan territory. Talking to an Afghan news network, the spokesman in the Afghan Ministry of Defense, Inayatullah Khawarizmi, has said that there is no truth to such claims. India's Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri, in a press briefing this morning, accused Pakistan of making frivolous allegation that Indian missiles have hit Afghanistan. He said the people of Afghanistan now know their friends and enemies well and are aware of which country has repeatedly violated Afghanistan's territory. India's befitting reply to Pakistan's provocation and aggressive diplomatic push at global level to corner Islamabad forced the neighboring country to come on its knees. Just after the dastardly Pahalgam terror attack, New Delhi unequivocally made it clear that terrorists behind the attack and its shielder will not be spared and they will be given answer in their own language. Prime Minister Narendra Modi vowed to avenge the slain people and made it loud and clear that Pakistan will have to pay the price for the misadventure. We have more from our correspondent.
Right after the terror attack, India severed diplomatic ties, revoked visas of Pakistanis, suspended Indus Water Treaty, and blocked its airspace for Pakistani airlines. Simultaneously, India also launched a global outreach to expose Pakistan's nefarious designs and corner it internationally. Subsequently, it launched Operation Sindoor in the midnight of 7th of this month, wreaking havoc at 9 terror sites in Pakistan and Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir. New Delhi did not just stop there and doubled down on its retaliation against Pakistan's terror outfits. In the last 4 days, under Operation Sindoor, Pakistan suffered heavy losses at all fronts, be it in air or on land. Not only this, India also diplomatically pushed Pakistan through its continuous outreach and also in digital space by countering its disinformation and fake narrative. This forced Pakistan to toe the line and come to the table. With Divakar, Suparna Saikya, Akashwani News, Delhi.
In a bold move, India launched Operation Sindoor, a comprehensive campaign targeting terror infrastructures within Pakistan. This operation was a direct response to the tragic massacre of 26 tourists in Pahalgam in Jammu and Kashmir on April 22nd, a Pakistan-sponsored terrorist attack. Indian leadership has reiterated its zero-tolerance policy towards cross-border terrorism. India showed its readiness to respond decisively to any threats, while the nation affirmed its commitment to neutralize terrorist threats, even if it requires cross-border action. Operation Sindoor marks a significant shift in India's counter-terrorism strategy, signaling a proactive approach to dismantling terror networks beyond its borders. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that India and Pakistan have today worked out an understanding on stoppage of firing and military action. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said India has consistently maintained a firm and uncompromising stance against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. He said it will continue to do so. In Khelo India Youth Games, the excellent performance of Maharashtra's players continued today and they added more medals to the tally. With 73 medals, including 27 gold and 22 silver in its kitty, the Maharashtra team has held top position in the medal tally. Karnataka is second in the table with 39 medals, including 14 gold, while Rajasthan is at third place with 23 medals. In Archery World Cup Stage 2, India won 3 medals in Shanghai today. The men's compound team of Abhishek Verma, Ojas Devtale and Rishabh Yadav won gold, defeating the Mexico team 232-228 in the final. They had earlier beaten Denmark in the semi-final and Great Britain in the quarter-final. And that is the end of this news bulletin.